Good morning, everyone. It's Jeff Doss here with Morning Questions. I am excited to share with you this morning, and I hope you guys are ready to just get some morning motivation and for your week and for your day. It is Thanksgiving week, and of course, we have lots to be thankful for no matter what is going on in this world right now. We have so many blessings happen to us each and every day, and remember, we're just... You know what? We should just be blessed and think about that. Blessed to be in this life that we have and get out there and take every moment that we can. All right. And do your best and enjoy it. All right. And inspire someone. So a couple things to get into first. Thank you guys so much for supporting what I do for these past few years. And if it was watching the live videos, if it's listening to the podcast, if it's watching Instagram, any of the things, thank you guys so much, and hope to continue, keep putting things out for you guys. Also, if you enjoy what I do here, you may enjoy my other podcast. It is called Inside Scoop with Alex and Jeff. It is with my good friend, Alex Demon, and we talk about martial arts, sport martial arts, life, exercise, all kinds of different things. And we do that live on Facebook on the Martial Arts Internetwork, as well as the podcast, any podcast format, the same way you're listening to this one, you can listen to Inside Scoop with Alex and Jeff. All right. And we bring to you really motivational people that are in the martial arts world, but also some that maybe have an attachment to it somehow, or not necessarily directly with involved, but people that we know. And sharing their stories, sharing things, motivational things, things that help and inspire others. So we are, as well as talking about how to grow our sport and martial arts and things that people go through while joining martial arts. And so it's a lot of fun and I enjoy it. And that is every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. live on Facebook at the Martial Arts Internetwork, or 8 a.m. Thursday morning. It is released, the podcast is released every Thursday morning. So, hope you guys enjoyed that. All right, so let's get into today. The question is, and I said it and sneaked it in there earlier in the opening, but moments. What moments am I making? And so, when we think of moments, we think of big moments. And a lot of times in our life, you know, we think, oh, this is the moment that, you know, I changed. This is the moment, you know, for people maybe that go through issues with alcoholism, drugs. This is that moment that made me stop. Or for people that, you know, got into something. For me, you know, that moment, there's several moments that stand out to me for what got me into really wanting to be the best and be a champion in sport martial arts. You know, there's the moment where as a six-year-old, I went to a tournament and went to the finals and just saw two competitors, one that was from my home city, Seneca Luther, and one who ended up being, who was from Roanoke, who ended up being my coach later on, John Valera, and seeing them, like, just kids get out there and perform in front of other people and to get the crowd going for them. And that was something that really stood out for me. Also seeing, you know, a demo that night, like a self-defense demo that I thought was really cool. And so that showed me that there was more to martial arts than just the fighting, the self-defense, that there could be more and that I could find my place no matter what. And that really stuck with me for years. Another moment was being able to, like, the first time I went to a tournament, to a national tournament in 1994, going there really kind of on my own, my mom and I just decided, hey, this is a dream that I want to pursue. And she just kind of said, hey, let's do it. You know, I've been training with my coach for a while, with John Valera, training with my instructor, Lawrence Arthur, for a long time. And I was ready to get in there. And it was really unheard of for someone to just go out try it and start winning. But somehow I was doing that because I just believed. And I also was different than the other people. And so I think for me, that moment of being accepted and just shocking other people was something that was awesome to me. But the other moment was just two friends that they weren't friends at that time. They just befriended me. And that was Butch and Casey Marks and their mom, Jeannie. And they just immediately grabbed on, you know, to us as a family and were like, hey, let me help you. Let us help you with this. And this is how this works in this league. And yes, this is great. We're going to this tournament too. And here, let's hang out. Let's talk about this. Hey, if you ever need help with this or that, we got you. And to them, that may not have been like a big moment to them, but it was a big moment to me. And it was something that always stands out, especially with Casey Marks and Casey Nash, who's her name now, our friendship over the years and just how she's always supported me and suggested others to come and learn from me. And I do the same thing with her. And it's just exciting to look back, you know, from 1994 to now, to that friendship still lasting. And also, maybe if they didn't do that, maybe I wouldn't have stuck with it as long because I didn't feel accepted, you know. And I know for me growing up, it was always that, trying to feel accepted, trying to find my place in the world. And many people, you know, have that. And sometimes I still struggle with that. But that moment was something that stands out to me. And it may seem like a small moment because it's an everyday moment. But it became something, and it becomes something like, as I'm talking right now, that lasts a lifetime and changed my life. And so how are you making moments? Not just for you, but for others. What is something small, or just what are you going to do today to maybe, not necessarily like make it like, hey, there's this person here, I'm going to make a moment for them. No. How about just be you and share you? And everyone that comes into your doors or crosses you, do something to inspire them or just look at them in a good way, right? Hey, you know what, guys? I know we're all wearing masks now, and I think, but the biggest thing is we need to smile. So if you pass one, you want to pull that mask in for a second, smile, put it back up. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Let's inspire people today, okay? Or if you don't want to do that, like, wave, okay? We still have that. We can wave, okay? We can say hello. We can say, I hope you're having a blessed day, all right? Let's do that. Let's inspire someone. Let's lead someone towards positivity. And remember, all of us are blessed, so let's bless someone else, all right? Hope you guys had a great day. I would love to hear in the comments, wherever we share this, just about your stories and maybe just small moments or things that are become everyday moments that you won't forget. All right. So have a blessed day, guys. Thank you guys so much for supporting Morning Questions, and we will talk to you soon. Have an amazing week, and I will see you tomorrow live on Facebook.